one from Tay Bay. It's called Denim on Denim. It's on 93.7 JRFM. With St. Patrick's Day coming up this weekend, you might be wondering, what's up with the St. Patty's Day parade? I haven't heard people talking about it. Well, we looked into it, and because the organizers can't afford to pay the high policing costs, they had to cancel it. This is the second year in the row that we don't get a St. Patty's Day parade, which is kind of a bummer. But our lifestyle expert, Natalie Langston, is here to share some of her insider secrets on the hottest St. Patty's Day events in town.
Well, you know, there's lots of options, actually, and it can be a little overwhelming. So I'm here to help make your evening amazing, whether you're planning on living it up at the bar or just having a cozy soiree at home or even having a family fun adventure. For a truly authentic Irish experience, now you have to check out Doolin's Irish Pub. They have the best Irish stew. If you like Irish dancing and amazing draft selections, Dublin Gate is the place for you. And being that they're centrally located, it makes for the perfect meeting place for your group of friends. And if you're looking to add some laughs to St. Patty's Day, because who's not, the Shamrocks and Shenanigans comedy show is being held over at the Improv Center on Granville Island, and I heard it's pretty good. If you're staying in the St. Patrick's Day, now you can make your own Irish-themed beverage. I have a recipe for a Shamrock Sour cocktail over on the blog. And of course, wear green. That's always a good idea. Mm-hmm. I have some fun recommendations and some retail stores that cater to those perfect graphic tees that are really fun for both you and your significant other. You can also get crafty with some cute themed pieces like a four-leaf clover craft, a pot of gold, or even an Irish flag mason jar. I've really gotten into painting those mason jars lately. They're so much fun and they look great in your house, too.
And you can save them for next year. So get it out of the way this year and you've got that option. Just don't forget where you put it.
Exactly. I also have some options if you want to get active with the St. Patrick's Day 5K that also supports Diabetes Canada and happens all around Stanley Park. Now, there's also a more relaxing option if you're not into the 5K, the St. Patrick's Day Market that's on the North Shore at the Lonsdale Key Market, and it's great for the whole family. Now, no matter what you guys choose to do this St. Patrick's Day, just kick back and celebrate with the people that you love. I hope you all have an amazing time checking out some of these local events and venues.
Everything Natalie mentioned is on our website. Just go to jrfm.com/Barbara Beam. It's right up at the top, and you can also check Natalie out on her blog at natalielangston.com.
Thanks, guys, and have a great St. Patty's Day. We're not